Can you hear me?
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio.
Yes,
A,
yes, we're good.
Fridays at 2 p.m. Yeah. Eastern.
Yeah.
Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. I have a special guest today, Patrick McShay, and I'm going to introduce him after I mention a couple of developments here. It turns out that an investigation has exposed a vast coordinated network online of bots. This is on Twitter. Phony accounts that are intended to suggest there's great enthusiasm for the war in Ukraine. Researchers at the University of Adelaide have published a landmark paper on the activities of bot accounts on Twitter related to the conflict in Ukraine. The findings are staggering. Of 5.2 million tweets on the social media network from February 23rd to March 8th, between 60 to 80% were shared by fake accounts. What more, 90% of those posts were pro-Ukraine. They push the hashtags, I stand with Ukraine, I stand with Zelensky, I support Ukraine. It myths like the ghost of Kiev, a fictional Ukrainian fighter pilot who's farcically alleged to have taken down 40 Russian jets within hours of the military operation's commencement. This is really completely absurd. The accounts identified were overwhelmingly English language, leading researchers to conclude that they sought to drive more disruption in English-speaking countries and influence a variety of user groups. Despite the significant focus on English, Ukrainian bots also employed the Russian language to cause more disruption. The accounts were successful in their objective of stimulating discussion and trends around particular topics, kickstarting an increasing online discussion around a number of subjects, including the question of whether Ukrainians should flee their country. The researcher recorded significant flows of information from Ukrainian bots to non-bot accounts. Wow. The study is the first analysis of social media content related to the conflict and covers a very small time interval, just 2 weeks. It's almost inevitable the level of pro-Kiev sentiment expressed by users, troll and organic alike, will have increased even further beyond the 90% recorded during this time frame. Numerous commentators, have drawn attention to the weaponization of Twitter, Facebook, et al. In support of the Western proxy war in Ukraine. This is just one more indication of the extent to where we're being manipulated. Now, we all know this Jean Pierre is just a nitwit, this affirmative action press secretary who's black and a woman and gay. We had a previous press secretary, Jen Psaki, who was a white woman and, to the best of my knowledge, not gay. But here's an interesting observation from the Epoch Times. Psaki admits Democrats will lose if midterms are a referendum on Biden. Former White House press secretary Jen Psaki on Sunday, yesterday, said the Democrats will lose if the November midterms are a referendum on President Joe Biden. If it's a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest, she reported on Meet the Press. On the contrary, Psaki said if the focus is on the most extreme party, mentioning Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene by name, the Democrats will secure a victory in November. But I say, I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would there be a contest over two specific figures in the Republican Party, both of whom, in my judgment, are pretty good people, to secure a victory? It's ridiculous. With more than 40 days, a little more than 40 days to go before the November election, Biden public approval ratings remain low. According to a recent Reuters Ipsos opinion poll, 39% of Americans approve of the president, while 57% disapprove. Additionally, 67% of the respondents said the United States is headed in the wrong direction, while 21% said the country was on the right. Now, that particular question has been a highly reliable indicator of the outcome of midterm elections. So there you have what I think is sounds pretty accurate. 67% headed in the wrong direction, 21% on the right. Another recent Reuters Ipsos poll found 50% of Americans thought Biden should do more on blocking illegal immigrants from entering the United States. Even Democrats are abandoning Biden as the party's nominee for president in 2024. According to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, just 35% of Democrats or Democrat-leaning independents prefer Biden. 56% say the party should pick someone else. Some Republicans have long billed the midterm as a referendum on Biden, most famously former President Trump. This election is a referendum on skyrocketing inflation, rampant crime, soaring murders, crushing gas prices, millions and millions of illegal aliens pouring across our border, race and gender indoctrination, converting our schools, Trump said during a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. He added, above all, this election is a referendum on the corruption and extremism of Joe Biden and the radical Democrat Party. Also on Sunday, Daryl Issa, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, a Republican from California, wrote, "It's not breaking news. Democrats don't want the midterm election to be a referendum on Biden." Earlier this month, Joe O'Dea, GOP candidate in Colorado for the Senate, said also the November race is a referendum on the president. This election is a referendum on the trillions in spending and debt by Joe Biden and Michael Bennett that causes inflation crisis, he wrote on Twitter, who's facing incumbent Senator Michael Bennett. Psaki also said she'd been following the Senate race in Pennsylvania, where Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is facing Republican candidate Mehmet Oz, noting that Republicans have been spending money on and portraying the Democrat candidate as soft on crime. Actually, this guy Fetterman is so incompetent, I can't believe he would ever ascend to the office of lieutenant governor. What's been interesting to me is it's always you follow the money and where people are spending money, Psaki said. And in Pennsylvania, Republicans have been spending millions on crime ads against Fetterman because that's where they see his vulnerability. She added, so yes, The economy is hanging over everything, but you do have to look at state-by-state factors, and crime is a huge issue in Pennsylvania. Oz and Fetterman are scheduled for a televised debate on October 25th, way too late, by the way. On Sunday, Oz took to Twitter to say it's a different approach to border management compared to his opponent. John Fetterman would be a rubber stamp for Biden's reckless border policies and make the crisis at our southern border even worse, he wrote on Twitter. Securing our border may not be Biden or Fetterman's top priority, but I'll do everything I can to address this issue. Now, my guest today is to publish a really fine article on State of the Nation about Biden's incompetence and radical agenda destroying the country, with which I could not agree more. Pat McShay, welcome to The Raw Deal.
Oh, it's great to be back, Jim. You know, what you said about the crime rate, I wrote in this new article that the black crime is like a new reparation. There's no repercussions. No one gets arrested. And if they do get arrested, they're released the next day. And Fetterman wants to empty the prisons. They don't want any black people to go to prison. And as far as Twitter goes, I'm still on Twitter. Unbelievably, I've been kicked off several times. And Twitter just gets worse every day. Since the Trump raid down at Mar-a-Lago, it got much worse since then. And now my entire feed when I get on Twitter is filled with people like Rob Reiner. A lot of the people that I follow, I rarely get anything from them now. It's all what I think are bots, just everyone pushing the vaccines, pushing the Ukraine war. It's just ridiculous. And I don't think we get any real news from any of these social media sites other than anti-Republican news. So,
yeah, I think crime is a huge problem, and the Democrats brought it on themselves. I mean, for crying out loud, if there's ever been a dumber political slogan than defund the police, Pat, I can't imagine what that would be. And we lived through the summer of love during 2020 when we're rampant looting, riots, arson in major cities across the United States, and the Democrats didn't raise their least digit in opposition. They actually were encouraging it. Pelosi was saying she didn't understand why there weren't more riots like this. Maxine Waters was egging them on, and a host of other Democrats. They have brought this lawlessness to America, where now we have in California, for example, they have decriminalized shoplifting up to just under $1,000. But that's per offense. That's per offense, Pat. So you could go back endlessly. And, you know, if you're not going to be arrested for shoplifting, I mean, that's just a decimation of retail. And they're pulling up caravans of looters to high-end stores and just cleaning them out. I mean, this is just obscene.
Well, you see these articles that, you know, people in New York who've been arrested hundreds of times. And again, there's no punishment at all. They just let them write out. There's no bond anymore. Bank robbers are getting out with no bail. I read a story about that in New York. How about the guy that just ran down the 18-year-old kid and killed him and was out the next day? He even admitted that he targeted and ran him down, and they let him out the next. We're seeing stuff that we've never seen before. It's unbelievable.
Pat, I think that's exactly right. And The crime is so blatant in New York City. They have a guy just walks up and someone who's not even facing in the right direction gets clobbered from behind. I mean, he's hit really hard, winds up with a skull fracture. You're having even rapes on public subways, for crying out loud, and no one's doing a damn thing about it. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning how our cities, New York City, is being turned into a lawless jungle, and everyone with wealth or a whole lot are fleeing, getting the hell out. I mean, Pat, what do you foresee as the future?
Well, if, you know, everybody, I mentioned in this article, everyone, every news cycle, you know, people say this is the most important election of your life. I'll tell you, this one, it may be the last election of our life if the Democrats steal this, because two more years with a Democrat Congress and Senate, we could be done as a country. That's how far this has gone in just a year and a half. But I don't think Democrats are as popular as the media is telling us. Did you see the video of Nancy Pelosi at the concert in Central Park Saturday night?
No, but I understand she was booed. Tell me more about it.
Boy, I saw it on the Citizens Free Press, and she comes out, and I mean the entire place sounds like it erupted in boos. And she was pretty much booed off the stage. It was deafening. So, and this is in deep blue New York City. So if the New Yorkers hate you, then you're in trouble, I would say.
I think so, too. And we got the new mayor, who was in part elected because he was a former New York City cop. But he seems hopelessly out of his depth. He seems to have no clue as to what in the world he's doing, no thought about what to do about it. And, you know,
I think he sold out, Jim, before they put him in there. I think he sold out and was never going to do anything. So he's been no help to New Yorkers at all.
Well,
they just must feel helpless.
I mean, what happens then if our greatest, I mean, this is our largest city, this is a center of finance, not just for the United States, but for the world, I mean, turns into a lawless mess? I mean, it's staggering.
It used to be that there was crime in New York, of course, even when Rudy Giuliani cleaned it up, but now there's crime in areas that there didn't used to be a whole lot of crime, where people felt safe. And, you know, you listen to people that live there now, and they say they don't feel safe anywhere in the city. So that's pretty scary, and that's going to start affecting real estate prices, you would think.
Oh, yeah, sure it will.
Who wants to live there? They're losing 5,000 people a month to other states. So they can badmouth Florida and Ron DeSantis all they want in New York and California. But the bottom line is, that's a much more attractive place to grow, raise your kids and live out your senior years than fighting the subways and fighting these new laws that are being passed in California every day. Did you see this new law that they're passing where doctors who speak out against the vaccines are going to lose their licenses? So you've got this CDC who recommends to everyone to get out and talk to your physician, consult with your physician about whether or not to get the vaccines. But now, if your physician recommends against the vaccine, he can lose his license to practice. How insane is that?
Yes, yes, yes. And Pat, you lay out so many great article, points in your article. I welcome you to just give us an overview about all the really significant points you raise.
Well, you know, I was talking to a couple friends the other night on a three-way call, and they're both vaccinated, right? And they're still calling me a conspiracy theorist. And you know, that is really tough to take from a couple of guys that I know don't even watch the local news. So these guys are just getting their information from whatever they pick up here and there. There's no deep dive there. And that's how most people are. Let's face it, Fox News is considered the standard of, you know, rating success in the news industry. And what do they get? A few million people on a great night? That's out of 330 million people. So we have a lot of people in this country that don't watch any news at all. And you've got a lot of people marching in lockstep with what we see on the mainstream news feeds. I'm shocked when I see ABC News or CBS News, because they're anti-Trump, just like Nancy Pelosi. It's kind of bizarre to see these people, these once trusted networks of Walter Cronkite and Roger Mudd, to go along these, what I think are more conspiratorial than anything that we see on sites like yours, that do a deeper dive and look into some of this stuff, like the vaccines. My God, you did not have to look that hard to see what was going on with these vaccines. You had Bill Gates, who was talking about vaccines for years and wanting to get a program selling more vaccines. And then you had his little minion, Dr. Fauci, who's been around for over 40 years, who right before Trump was sworn into office, Dr. Fauci predicted that we would have a pandemic. Now, how in the world would he know that? Well, it's come out, Jim, that we now know that they spent $10 billion, what I called the Bill Gates medical mafia in an article. They spent $10 billion buying off these people in Western countries, Australia, New Zealand, England, America, Europe, and they paid these people off to go along with this program, this vaccination program. That, you know, I wrote about in another article that they've been planning this pandemic for years. And this was done in association with the Rockefeller Foundation. People can look into the Rockefeller Foundation. They have pretty much directed our medical industry for over 100 years. They were involved with the so-called Spanish flu over 100 years ago. So Johns Hopkins University, and of course these, you know, Merck and Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and then you've got the company that was basically started by our government. I'm sorry, what was the other big vaccine company?
Moderna.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Moderna. You know, these companies were all handpicked because they were all in on this conspiracy, and that's what it was. You know, they call people like you and I conspiracy theorists. The people that were behind this conspiracy were the drug companies and Bill Gates and his medical mafia.
Yes, 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 yes. I think they have bought up hook, line, and sinker the CDC, the FDA, the NIH. I mean, I just don't see where any of these agencies are supposed to be protecting the country with regard to its health and safety and medical treatments is performing anything but the opposite. They're promoting a deadly vaccine as though it were safe. And the point you make, California threatening doctors to lose their license if they give sound medical advice. I mean, you're putting them in an impossible situation because, of course, the foundation of medicine is the Hippocratic Oath first, do no harm. But that's exactly what they're being forced to recommend, massive harm by way of these facts.
Well, yeah, and, you know, these numbers that they throw out for the last couple, 2.5 years of the people that, a number of people that have died of COVID, those numbers are ridiculous, and everyone should know that. And if you look into this stuff, they were calling every death a COVID-related death. And so we know these numbers are phony. They're fake. And the CDC has zero credibility. The FDA was trying to hide the Pfizer information. They were advising Pfizer in their lawsuit, trying to hide this information from the public. You know, here you've got the FDA, who is supposed to be a watchdog for the American people, and they're arresting Amish farmers for selling organic food to their neighbors. I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. There's a famous case, I think, right now going on in Ohio, another one, where they're going after an Amish farmer who's done nothing wrong. So, we've got the FDA, who you listen to them at your own peril. I wouldn't trust the FDA as far as I could throw them. So we are just lied to about everything. And right now, the biggest issues are this war in Ukraine and these vaccines that they're still pushing.
Pat, we're so glad to have you here back right after this break.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, my guest today, Pat McShay, is a very astute observer of the political scene, and he's just published a brilliant article in State of the Nation, which I'm republishing on my blog. The latest I have, Pat, on the top voter issues, here are the top five. Poor economy, 89%. Rising inflation, 86%. Education system, 85%. Border security, 83%. Violent crime, 81%. I don't see where gun control or, equity issues or transgenderism or those
climate change,
they all work. Every one of the Democrat issues, it seems to me, works against the Democrats. How can you be promoting gun control when the party has been taking guns away from the people right and left and eliminating law enforcement and promoting lawless activity across the board? Pat, it's an incoherent position. And your observation about Pelosi being booed in Central Park in New York City as blue gets is just remarkable in and of itself and a very telling sign of where things stand politically.
Right. Well, I don't believe, and I think that, we're starting to see that Joe Biden stole the election for those people that don't understand. And so we have to look at what's going on now. We can't say, oh, Joe's fallen out of favor. I don't think Joe was ever in favor. I don't think any of his policies are popular with anyone. Under Joe Biden, we're seeing these schools are just getting out of hand. We've got these drag queen strippers now on every news feed almost every day. Who are the people that are going to? Are these people paid to go there and be filmed at these things? Because I don't think any normal people go to these things. I think we're just being played. And I think Nancy Pelosi getting booed shows that if she's getting booed in Central Park, then she's unpopular as hell all across this country. And I would think if we have an honest election that you know, they're just going to lose big time. But we don't know how honest these elections are going to be. So, you know, I don't think anybody's getting these new vaccines. From everything I've read, these boosters are a big bust. And you've got people like Naomi Wolf. Dr. Naomi Wolf, who is a Democrat, and she took the vaccine, but she's come out and she's all in against the vaccines. Matter of fact, she just wrote a new article called COVID Vaccines Destroying Women, Poisoning Breast Milk, Murdering Babies, and Hiding the Truth. And she points out that these Pfizer documents that they wanted to hide for 75 years reveal monstrous damage to the menstruation, harm to the testes, harm to the penis, horrible harm to the ova and ovaries, mechanisms for compromising the placenta, contamination of amniotic fluid, and damage to newborns. So, and then you heard of that, I'm sure Steve Kirsch. He's a billionaire that was a Democrat. He got vaccinated and was harmed, injured by the first vaccine and didn't take another one and started looking into it. And he's turned into a anti-COVID vaccine crusader. He's got a website now, a Substack account that he writes daily about the harm being caused by these vaccines. So you've got a lot of Democrats that have to be looking at what Joe Biden's done to this country. And I just can't imagine that they're going to vote for him again if in fact they did the last election.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Joe. I mean, in the horrors of last election, and it's virtually being made you know, illegal to contest it. And the abuse of the DOJ and the FBI is absolutely unprecedented in the history of this nation. It's just shocking that the Democrats absolutely do nothing about it. They believe this is beneficial to them when the whole country is aghast.
It's mind-boggling how corrupt, openly corrupt, the FBI and the DOJ are. And, you know, I point out in this article that, and a lot of people have heard this, that there are FBI agents coming forward right and left that are saying that this Justice Department and FBI are working outside the law lawlessly to implicate Republicans in basically made up crimes. And Joe Biden and his Homeland Security Director and his Attorney General have been talking about this white supremacy and how white crime is taking over the country and how white supremacy is the biggest threat to the nation. I mean, these people have lost their minds.
I know, and they think the public's going to buy it. I don't think Americans are that dumb. I just do not see it.
Well, did you see the new ABC poll that just came out? I saw it yesterday. That was just a miserable poll for the Democrats and Joe Biden. And that's That's an ABC poll. So, you know, that's one of the networks that has been anti-Trump and pro-Biden from the get-go. And so their viewers, who've been propagandized since day one, won't even go along with this president. So, and then you've got cardiologist Peter McCullough in his new book that talks about how they suppressed all forms of early therapy like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And then here we've got a new study on hydroxychloroquine just came out. Did you hear about that?
Tell me.
They say that hydroxychloroquine is effective in blocking SARS-CoV-2 entry into the endocytic pathway, and it blocks it. And they were telling us it had no effect. Ivermectin, every study on ivermectin showed that it was effective against SARS-CoV-2. So, you know, we're just being told lie after lie, and it's just incredible that this information is just not getting out to the public. I'm still shocked at how many people have gotten boosters. And have you heard about all the doctors in Canada who have died? I just read an article that this doctor wrote. He said 32 young doctors have died in the last couple of months after getting their booster shot. 32. And these are guys in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, man.
That's
incredible.
Yeah.
And have you seen the video of Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla? He's backing down completely on the safety and efficacy of these vaccines. He now maintains that the mRNA technology was not sufficiently proven when they launched the vaccine, and they convinced him that it was safe. Who are they? And isn't he the CEO, and doesn't he have something to say about it? He said that now he says, well, we never should have moved ahead with the vaccines. I put a video of his pathetic mea culpa in my new article. It's unbelievable. People need to see it. He's still the CEO. And did you see yesterday they announced that he's just come down with COVID again for the second time in 8 weeks?
Yes.
Just unbelievable. And since they've started giving these vaccines to kids, the deaths of children are up 1,600% in some areas. And just recently, they stopped giving them to kids under 12 in Europe, Ireland, and Scotland. I wrote about an article in an Irish newspaper. The headline reads, "Heart disease in children explodes since the vaccine. Sudden deaths of children are soaring as the media stays silent." It's unbelievable that they are normalizing myocarditis now. I saw a commercial that Tucker Carlson played on his show last week, and it's a new commercial that they're running, basically normalizing myocarditis in children. So they know it's causing myocarditis. And Peter McCullough, who is a cardiologist, says that people that get myocarditis, most of them are going to be dead in 5 years. So what does that tell you about your child who gets it when he's 9? His future is pretty bleak. And not only that, people need to look at these insurance companies. More than one insurance company, one guy said, this is happening across the board at every company that he's aware of, where people, deaths are up 40% with One America Insurance. Scott Davidson's the CEO. And that's not old people. That's working age people between 18 and 64. So these are healthy people that are dropping dead after getting the vaccine. Lincoln National, the fifth largest life insurance company in America, is showing a stunning 163% increase in non-pandemic related deaths. And that's just in 2021. Blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, all these neurological side effects, Guillain-Barré syndrome. And they've killed 30,000 people, according to VAERS. And I'm sure you know, Harvard did a study a while back, and they concluded that less than 1% of these deaths and injuries by vaccines are reported to VAERS. So, and the CDC has even tried to steer people away from VAERS, saying that it's not accurate, and that's on their own site. So it's pretty bizarre.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Pat. And you're so right. I mean, how can the Democrats think they know damn well they don't have a chance? So I'm speculating that they're going to find a way to try to sabotage a midterm, force it all into mail-in balloting, where they have shown an ability to steal election after election. You know, even in California, the recall of Gavin Newsom was altered by the Secretary of State changing voting shortly before, so you could print your own ballot on your own computer at home to guarantee he'd have an easy overcome of the recall, which he ought to have lost, because Californians despise their governor as much as Americans despise their president.
Right. Well, they found, in Arizona, for example, when they looked at the different ballots that came in, very few of them were official ballots. People were literally making copies of them and filling them out and dropping them off. So this last election had so many problems. I embedded a video from Texas where a police officer is interviewing a guy that he caught with a car full of these ballots. And he said, what are you doing? He says, well, the Democrats are paying me $200 for every, one of these that I turn in. And he talked about how he's lying to these people and he's filling in their ballots. And he said, so the people aren't filling them in? He goes, no, I'm filling them in. And he says, how many of these do you send in? He goes, a bunch. It's just unbelievable. And he even names the people that are paying him, and they're paying him in cash, so there's no paper trail. And the people that he named are both top Democrat officials in that county down there. So what's been done about that? Absolutely nothing has been done about the cheating that went on. Everything was put on the back burner. Fox News people were told not to talk about the election steal. MSNBC and CNN, of course, weren't going to report on it anyway. And so you had no one talking about this mountain of evidence proving that the election was stolen. And then all the court cases that were thrown out, not one of them was an evidentiary hearing. So none of this mountain of evidence was seen by a judge. And yet we're told on the news that, those cases were all thrown out. There was nothing to see there, which was just a lie. So, I've read so many stories of people in these swing states that said that the people that were working the polls were like Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs that followed the independent and Republican poll workers around, threatening and intimidating them and wouldn't let them do their jobs. So there was no signature verification done. Everything that is normally done, I've worked elections. You may have too, but I've worked elections, and the Republicans and Democrats used to sit at the same table and they could all see what was going on. This last election, Republicans and independents weren't allowed within 20 feet of where the Democrats were going through these ballots. And then they were kicking out ballots so they could go ahead and fill them in themselves. Unless people really dig in and look at this stuff, which most people just won't do because it takes time. I sat through an entire 10-hour hearing down in Georgia. And if people would have heard that hearing, it would have blown their minds because there was so much evidence that Trump won by a landslide in Georgia, yet they gave it to Biden by like 10,000 votes. The same thing happened in Arizona. They were never able to finish that audit the way they wanted because even the Rhino Republicans in Arizona would not sign off on finishing the audit. But everyone that worked on the audit said that there were 200,000 or 300,000 ballots that were illegal or fraudulent. And Biden won out there by 12,000 votes. So the entire election was stolen. Every state was stolen, or even the states that Trump won, they gave the Democrats more votes, like in Texas, to make it look like, well, next election, Democrats are turning the state blue, you know. It's a purple state now, which is garbage.
Well, there are, there are a whole host of absolutely phony poll results. You got Nate Silver and some of these others saying Biden is surging. Biden is surging. How idiotic is that? That's preposterous. Biden is falling like a rock. I mean, that's just absurd. But it's right, because they want to cite those as indicating what happens if they're able to steal the election again. They'll say, well, it was all predicted. You know, we had these pollsters who were actually telling us what was happening. It's just that wasn't being adequately reported. I'm convinced that's the reason.
Yeah, I think these polls are, they're about as controlled as these fact check sites on the internet. You know, every time a new story breaks on something that looks bad for the Democrats and you try and look it up on Google or Bing or any of these now, even DuckDuckGo is horrible now. But if you try and look them up, these fact check sites, which, by the way, people don't know this, those are all funded by the Clintons, Bill Gates and his foundation, or some Democrat liberal organization. None of these things are anything but propaganda sites. But you can't look up a story now without these so-called fact-check sites debunking it. And in most cases, the story is accurate. So really, really disgusting.
It is. Let me just mention, while Pat and I have been talking, I posted his article on my jameshfetzer.org blog. So you can check it out, jameshfetzer.org blog. Excellent coverage, very comprehensive. Let me say, we're going to open the lines early here after our next break at the top of the hour, 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452, to call in and talk with Pat McShay and me about any of these issues or whatever else is on your mind. I think this Fetterman case in Pennsylvania is just indicative of the Democrat approach. They got a guy who's actually had a stroke, He's clearly incompetent. I don't believe he was ever competent. It appears he'd never held an honest job in his entire life.
Right.
A big guy with a bunch of tattoos, and he looks like he might be a biker. I mean, you know, I think probably a real biker would be a more viable candidate than this guy Fetterman. Your thoughts?
Fetterman, to me, looks totally incompetent. I've read all about him. And to me, he is not qualified to be a United States senator. He doesn't carry himself like a United States senator. Is he ever going to put on anything other than a hoodie and cargo shorts the rest of his campaign? No. I mean, I know he had a stroke, but my God, he looks like a bum.
Yeah, I know. Completely ridiculous.
And frankly, I don't like the Republican up there anyway, Dr. Oz. I couldn't believe that Trump endorsed him, frankly, but he's got to be a lot better than Fetterman, for crying out loud. And, you know, unfortunately, Jim, you know, we end up picking the lesser of two evils most of our lives in these elections anymore. So it'll be no different up there. But any Democrat, I'm not a huge supporter of the Republican Party either. They're just as corrupt. I don't think that they are as aggressive, but the Democrats take their cues right from Rules for Radicals. And you know who Hillary Clinton, her hero growing up, and she wrote her college dissertation on the author of Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky. And Barack Obama was also a big fan of Saul Alinsky, and they had done exactly what Alinsky said. Go after your target and go after the people around him.
Okay, we'll be right back with Pat Michelle on taking your calls after this break.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm doing a live interview on a radio.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We
we've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, with my special guest, Pat McShay, here today. I've just published his article, republished from State of the Nation, on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Check it out. We have two callers who frequently call. I'd like to encourage others to consider, even if it's your first time calling in. Mitchell will field your call and get you on the air, 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. I especially encourage first-time callers to give it a go. We have Brian from Missouri right off the bat. Brian.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention again, I called a few weeks ago about all these kids dying that were classmates of my son in college, and then I walk out of the house and some woman collapses in her car and plows off the road and hits a tree, and now we've got more. And I walked the dog with this woman whose husband is a professor at UMKC, and I try and talk to her about things. I'll mention the Jews, and she just goes nuts. She wants to hear nothing about that. But they're vaxxed and all this, and her son is vaxxed and boosted, and she can't walk the dogs like before because he's sick all the time. So, and my own son got the stupid vax, and now he can't work today because he's sick. So, you know, I'm just seeing so much more of it than what I'd seen before. So anyway, I just wanted that out there for the world to know.
Oh, I think those are excellent points. Stay on the line, Brian. We have Bruce from Texas as well. Yeah. Pat, go ahead. Respond. Yeah, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for calling in. The bottom line is we're hearing about these vaccidents, people, crashing their cars. Have you noticed there's been a lot of small plane crashes lately? I just saw the other day another pilot had either a heart attack or a stroke while he was flying, and the co-pilot had to land the plane. All these pilots that took the vax were forced to get the vax. Most of them are not able to get back in the air because they're suffering complications and side effects. So, the public is not hearing about these deaths. And until the mainstream media starts highlighting these deaths the way they do drug overdoses and fentanyl deaths, we're just not going to see much of a change, because most people aren't seeing it, and if they don't see it, then they don't believe it. And even the people that are injured, I've seen people that are injured say, I would take the vaccine again. So people are just cognitively insane. They just can't make good decisions because they've been brainwashed.
Bruce from Texas. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hi. Great guest, by the way. I mean, on target on everything and well spoken. My compliments to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, on that topic real quick, I was in my bedroom about a year ago at night, and I heard a thump outside, It wasn't a crash. It was more like just a boom, And so I go out there, and there's this car nose down in the ditch right in front of my house. And I went out there first. I thought, well, maybe it's someone texting on the phone and missed a turn or something like that, which is pretty common nowadays,
Mm-hmm.
And so I go out there, and there's this guy, looks like he's in his late 40s or mid 40s, dead. He had a heart attack and died driving his car. He went into the ditch, and he was cold. I felt for a pulse. He didn't even have a pulse. And I don't see any drug paraphernalia or nothing like that. And so,
there's a lot more of that happening than they're letting on, unfortunately.
I believe that. I totally believe that. Hey, this Fetterman, you hold a picture of him and Ron Perlman from Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, I could be his little brother,
Yeah, I agree. Have you seen that knot on the back of his head?
Oh yeah, that swelling or whatever that is. Looks like he's got.
What in the world's going on there?
Maybe he's morphing back into a Neanderthal. Or I
think,
who knows?
I think you're right.
But y'all need to be careful, because you're being racist, both of y'all. Because we got to have our first Wigger senator. It's like that's pretty common too. These Wiggers. Gee, like wearing a hoodie, wearing wannabe,
I mentioned in the article, Bill Cooper, who wrote Behold a Pale Horse. If you haven't read that, it's a great, great book. But he wrote that over 30 years ago. And he said, in the future, white Europeans and Americans would be targeted as undesirables. And that's going on right now. We've been seeing it in Hollywood for a few years. So that's all been, this is all clear. Yeah, this has all been clear.
I'm sorry. Well,
yeah, this has all been planned. And if you look at our schools and how just in the last, they've gotten worse over the years, but in the last 5 years or so, education's been replaced by propaganda, fake history, LGBTQ indoctrination, and learning what pronouns are appropriate for your chosen lifestyle. It's insane.
Yeah, we've got these, it's pretty pathetic. We see these white guys now, their 20s and 30s, and, and they have these big jacked up ATVs or pickup trucks, and they're blasting, nigga, bitch, my dick and shit, like, damn,
yeah.
What the hell are you doing? they're debasing our own people. But, I'll hold on. Let the other caller come on.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Go ahead, Brian, if you'd like to add. Brian, are you still there? Continue, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes.
Well, people, you know, I'm the one that does all that Kundalini yoga chakra dhyana stuff. That I know people just don't believe in it, but I get so much truth. And they explain to me why all that stuff is going on. When you mentioned Neanderthals, they actually kind of originated in Ukraine. And
right.
they're around. Kissinger is one. Benjamin Netanyahu, they have sloped foreheads, barrel-chested, and short limbs. And, you know, they can mate with us. That's why Hitler had his racial laws, because, you know, he wanted to keep the race pure. And so it's a war, basically. The dark forces kind of took over the Neanderthals, and what you're looking at, it's a war between God's chosen people, the Cro-Magnons, and Lucifer's, Satan's chosen people, the Neanderthals. So, but they hide it. You don't really see it. Okay, but if
right.
if you observe it, it's there. You can just see it. You'll see people, you go, now there's a Neanderthal. And I know one Neanderthal who's so Neanderthal, but he does have a good soul. He's of the light, and he's married to this beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, and it just drives me nuts. And he is, of course, Jewish. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say about all that.
Well, you know, Bill Cooper, again, in the section of the book, Behold a Pale Horse, he says when it gets down to it and the transition becomes more difficult to manage for the New World Order, that the family unit will be carefully disintegrated and state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers would be more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father at an earlier age. So that's why they're pushing this this stuff on kids as young as 3 and 4. That's why the sexualization of kindergartners over the objection of the parents is happening. And that's why the state is forcing this. And I just can't imagine that the Republicans, that there aren't enough politicians left in this country to stop this. Are there not enough patriots? That's the question that everybody should be asking. Do we have enough good guys? I keep hearing about the white hats. Where are the white hats? You know, do we have enough good guys left to save this country? Because these politicians in the Republican Party, they don't look like guys that are going to save us. Very few of them. And then you look at a guy like Ron Johnson up in Minnesota, and he looks like one of the best guys that's doing the best job. And they're saying that he's neck and neck with this communist up there. It's mind-boggling.
I think actually Johnson's got about an 8-point lead. It's just the propaganda. They're giving us endless propaganda because if they're able to steal the election, that's how they want it to come out.
Right, right. Well, unfortunately, I listened to the guy on the war room. He's a pollster.
Steve Bannon.
Barris, the guy that Bannon has on.
Okay.
He's really good. Can't remember his first name. There's Richard Barris, I think it is. And but you know, all these polls have been taken over, like I said, just like these phony fact check sites, and even the, you know, the Gallup poll was taken over from the Gallup family years ago. There's not a decent poll out there anymore that's not completely controlled.
Yeah. Bruce, you want to add more, and then I'll come back to Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to add some more, and then I got to jump, and I hope you know, I have to do
other things. That's fine.
Yeah, that was good points about the Neanderthals and the Cro-Magnon that the other caller mentioned. That's totally true. And it's kind of like goes under the radar under most people's noses. I guess we've been trained to overlook these things. You know, have you ever looked into the steel there in Philadelphia? The guy in charge of ethics, his name is Seth Bluestein. Google him,
no,
Seth Bluestein. Seth, S-E-T-H, Bluestein, just how it sounds. And he's the one that had them shut down the counting and put cardboard over the windows and kicked out the Republican,
right,
Republican observers. Right. And you notice there's a tribal, like, similarity with him and a whole lot of others that are involved. You know, we're talking about where's the good guys. We've all been atomized. There's more than enough of us. But the entire program of demonizing white supremacist groups and putting up cutouts to be arrested, like up there in Michigan, et cetera, and January
6th, yeah,
was to enable the government to keep organizations, viable, real opposition from forming. You know, the next step would be just what the Ukraine does and just blatantly start arresting people on political grounds. But that's the whole thing. And the Department of Justice, this Attorney General Garland. Jim, are you familiar with Kenneth Trinidu here in Oklahoma City? He was wrongly arrested and murdered in federal custody. And Garland was over that whole case. And his brother was an attorney, Jesse Trinidu. He went to court for years trying to get justice for his dead brother. And the FBI actually disobeyed a federal judge's order to release the surveillance video of Oklahoma City. Their excuse was, we just can't find it. You know?
Yeah.
So that's where we're in trouble. When I saw that guy get nominated for attorney general, I knew that the fix was in and we were in big trouble. So I'm going to go and listen off the air.
Thanks for calling, Bruce. Glad to hear from you. Go ahead, Ben.
Thanks,
Bruce. Pat.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, talking about, yeah.
Go for
you
it.
There?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he brought up Oklahoma City. I couldn't help but have to throw in that, you know, Oklahoma City was the day of the bombing. They found bombs inside the building that hadn't exploded yet. So you know, that was never covered by the mainstream media. And General Ben Parton, who was I believe, Air Force general and a bomb expert, was in Oklahoma City the day after. And he said at the time that this was not caused by a truck bomb. So we should have known then that it was all nonsense. And then there was a fireman named Terrence Yakey who was murdered after 9/11 or after Oklahoma City. But he came forward and said that they're putting explosives in the Alfred R. Murrow building. And why are they bringing all these explosives into the building? He even warned the woman that ran the daycare center on the first floor that they were bringing these explosives in. And she started warning parents and they fired her. So that whole thing was set up and it was not a truck bomb. And Timothy McVeigh likely didn't have anything to do with it. Matter of fact, I doubt he was even executed. That was all nonsense as far as I'm concerned, unless I see more evidence of that. But the whole thing was contrived.
I'll just elaborate on that a bit. There were two seismic signals. There was a relatively modest one from the fertilizer truck bomb, which was a distance away from the building. It could not possibly have brought about the destructive event. Then there was a second, far more massive. As you observe, we had firemen, first responders, carrying out unexploded devices from beneath the building at the very time. one of the more disturbing aspects was you had FBI carrying out box after box of documents when there were children and women who were dead or injured, and they were not attending to them because the whole object appears to have been to remove all the files that were stored there for Bill Clinton's drug dealing out of Mena, Arkansas.
Right.
And I'll just tell you, it's just unbelievable what has happened to this country. And with the FBI, has become nothing but an adjunct of Clinton crime enterprise syndicate, really. And Hillary, I'm convinced, is behind all this nonsense with Trump. She's a very vindictive, ruthless, vicious person. And she's been doing everything she can to punish this guy who defeated her prospect of becoming the first woman president of the United States. She was outraged and she's never forgiven him. And she will be unrelenting. She'll go to her death declaring, right, you know, vicious things about Trump.
Right. And if you look at what we know today, and like I said in my article, every Republican has to be infuriated that Durham hasn't done more. But what we do know is, everything Trump said about being spied on was worse than we thought. What we didn't know at the time is that the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, and foreign intelligence operatives were involved. I mean, this was an unbelievably complex operation. And that's never been spelled out to the American public.
No, of course, you're absolutely right. Let's see. We got Brian still here from Missouri. Brian?
Yeah, I wanted to point something out when you're talking Oklahoma City. You remember Chandra Levy, that aide of that senator or congressman? His name was Gary something. Yeah, something I read on the internet concerning that, you know, before it was taken down.
She was murdered in Central Park, yeah.
Right. And, well, what was going on that I read, and, of course, it's all been scrubbed from the internet now, was that she was aware with, I think his name was Patterson, that congressman, whatever, that the Timothy McVeigh execution was faked, okay? And she was told, you're not to tell anybody, you're not to talk about this kind of thing. Well, they tapped her phone, the FBI, and she told her best friend. And so that's why she was murdered by the FBI in Central Park. So anyway, that's just something that I caught on the internet way back when, and I've never seen it since. So your thoughts on that, was that true? Or chances are it was, since I can no longer find it.
I am not as familiar with her case, Jim. If you are, please take that. I'm sorry. I am not as familiar with her.
It was a congressman from California with whom she was having an affair. She was an intern at the Federal Bureau of Prisons in Washington, D.C., disappeared in May of 2001, murdered after discovered to have been murdered after her skeletal remains were found in Rock Creek Park in May of 2002. The Metropolitan Police Department failed to follow its own search parameters, leaving the body to decompose for a year. That cannot have been accidental. It was Congressman Gary Condit, who was married Democrat serving a fifth term representing California's 18th district and a senior member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He was in meetings with the vice president, and of course that would have been Dick Cheney at the time. Levy disappeared, was never named as a suspect, but because of suspicion raised by intense media focus and later revelations of the affair, he lost his bid for re-election in 2002. It was a peculiar case from the beginning. Something was very, very wrong there. Pat, does that bring back to mind There was a series of investigative reports in the Washington Post in 2008.
Yeah, and didn't Condit know her parents? Didn't he have a relationship with the family, or he was friends of the family or something, and she went to work for him, and they started having an affair. And that knocked something else off the news at the time. I can't remember what it was. Probably something else they didn't want us to, talk
about. Yes. They're pretty good at staging events, following the principle, right. if it bleeds, it leads. So I can knock off a more important story of greater significance with something that's sensationalistic.
Right. And didn't Condit's son also run? I think he won an office after his father resigned, but I can't remember. There's so many things like this. And did you see, I saw a story the other day of a father in, I think, Iowa or Idaho, a father of eight, who's a Christian. They just did a SWAT team raid on his home.
Yeah, because he was preaching against abortion, right?
Right.
How ridiculous is that? You can't have an opinion on abortion, for God's sake, without being raided by the FBI?
Right. I saw no other offense articulated in the article, so I'm not sure what he did. The article even said, I'm not sure what he did, so... I mean, it's just unbelievable that they are SWAT teaming and subpoenaing almost every Republican now. Every day I look and there's somebody else that's been given a subpoena to appear.
Proof that we have descended to the level of a banana republic, because that's what they do. They use their law enforcement and judicial system to go after their political opponents. Before Biden, we were largely, not completely, but largely beyond that, where the respect for law and order has been distinctive of American society, but no longer, sad to say. Back with Pat Mesché. Call in 540-352-4452. First-time callers encouraged.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Oh, this is Jim Fetzer, your host. I'm here with Pat McShay. And we also have, Brian from Missouri on the phone. We got another caller coming in. Pat, I want to be sure to ask you for your thoughts about how the Democrats are going to try to cope with a midterm that's going to be a disaster if it actually takes place.
I'm sorry, I had trouble hearing you there.
Oh, I'm asking, how do you think the Democrats are going to try to sabotage the midterm election since they know it's going to be a disaster if it actually takes place?
Well, you know, I kind of expected, like a lot of people, that, you know, we still are, about 6 weeks out. You got to think that there's going to be something, some kind of false flag or some new something with the virus. I think they were going to try the whole monkeypox thing, but then an Israeli doctor came out and said that he was vaccine injured, and he believes that the monkeypox is coming from the COVID vaccines. So maybe they decided against that. Something's going to happen. I don't know what, but I can't imagine that they're just going to roll into this election unless they think they've already got it stolen and everything worked the last time. Why in the world wasn't more made of the fact that they found in every state that these Dominion machines were being accessed by outside of the state, and that they were hooked up to the internet, which was not supposed to happen? And even in Michigan, a Dominion employee admitted under oath that the machines were hooked up to the internet or were accessed. So, I mean, they're just getting away with it. Nothing's happening. There's no hearings, no lawsuits that have gone anywhere. As a matter of fact, everyone that made accusations came under fire and was countersued or sued. Dominion sued everybody. Where are those lawsuits? And why isn't anyone talking about the fact that they were hooked up to the internet?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk about it in the alternative media, but when you have Congress completely under control of the party that benefited from the theft of the election, they're not inclined to expose crimes that lead back to themselves that would deprive them of the positions they wrongfully obtained. So I think it's just covering, you know, protecting themselves. But, Pat, it seems to me that, yes, it's either, I think, a new pandemic, but we're getting pretty tired of all that, or war with Russia. I'm not quite sure how that's going to fall out. They're claiming the Russians are on the defense, that the Ukrainians are driving them out. I believe this is actually a Russian ploy. Historically, the Russians have created these traps where it appeared they were losing in order to envelop the enemy and annihilate it. I don't think there's any way Ukraine can succeed here, that Russia is going to take them out. They're having, referenda in the regions now that Russia is occupied in eastern Ukraine, and they're all going to, it's all in accordance with international law, and they're going to vote to join Russia, and thereafter, all that will become part of Russian territory, and they'll regard an attack on those regions and an attack on Russia. They're talking about Russia using nukes, but Russia has all kinds of weapons that are extremely sophisticated that are non-nuclear. So I don't think Russia has any need to go nuclear to take care of its enemies. On the other hand, the West would be very well advised not to provoke the bear.
Well, I read recently that China has also said that they would send 100,000 troops to Ukraine to support Russian troops. And then I saw that North Korea said that they would be willing to send troops. So Russia's not going to be short on troops if they need them. And like you said, the only thing that I think could be different is if Putin, who was, in Klaus Schwab's new leader forum at the World Economic Forum, unless he's working with them against the people everywhere, I just don't know. But, Putin could be involved or not. You know, a lot of people believe that Putin, while he is Jewish, from my understanding, wants to lead a nation that is not the old communism, but allows freedom of religion and is a Christian nation. So I don't know where he really is. And top of that, how much time does he have left in office? They say he's got cancer. They say he's looking to, move on. They're looking for new leadership. So I'm not sure exactly what to believe there, but I'm not sure we know exactly what's going on, but the EU is no longer going to support Zelensky for long. I don't see that happening.
Well, Jacob Rothschild has declared Vladimir Putin an enemy of the New World Order, and that the New World Order cannot move forward without Ukraine. So I believe Putin, relations he may have had in the past, is wholly independent and rejects globalism. I have a good friend who actually from Armenia that I've done shows with, who's convinced that Putin is a globalist, and I'm convinced Putin is an anti-globalist. I mean, he had all these excellent reasons for intervening in Ukraine that he laid out in his masterful speech of February 24th, referred to as an empire of lies, which is how he was characterizing the West, and about which he's 100% correct. All we get from the West is one lie after another. All we get from the Biden administration is one lie after another. All we get from the FBI and the DOJ is one lie after another. I mean,
You're right, too. And I wrote an article back in March about the Ukraine situation. And, I mean, the bottom line is Putin threatened this if they didn't stop bombing the Donbass region, that he was going to take action. And they just ignored him. Just like they're ignoring everything he says now, but like they ignored him when he said, if you don't stop supporting the terrorists in Syria, we're going to send troops there. And he did. So, I mean, he's probably sick and tired of them not paying attention. So I know I am.
Yes.
Like you said, it's like they want war. They're pushing this so hard.
Well, what are the benefits, Pat, of having a nuclear war? You know, studies have shown that even a limited use of nuclear weapons in a tactical nukes is going to bring about enough nuclear winter that it's going to affect the Earth population and lead to starvation on a grand scale and potentially take out a third of the world's population. So,
yeah, I'm for dismantling all the nukes, but, you know, unfortunately, that's never going to happen. But you're right. I mean, there is no winner in a nuclear war. And the fact that they're even talking about it is frightening and should scare the hell out of everybody.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And it turns out the U.S. has now changed its posture from mutually assured destruction, no first use, to calculating a kind of nuclear prevalence where we take out more Russians than they take out Americans. And, you know, that's supposed to be regarded as a victory. I think that's completely idiotic. Everyone should watch the most important film ever made at least once a year, Dr. Strangelove, where Stanley Kubrick laid out the situation we're in and continue to be, were then and continue to be today, in my opinion. The most important film ever made.
You're right. And I'll tell you, Tucker has a guy on occasionally, a former colonel on his show. I can't remember Doug. I can't remember his name, but he's been right all along about Ukraine. And no one bothers to ask Biden the question, why didn't you stop bombing, or why didn't you tell Ukraine to stop bombing the Donbass region? That would have stopped this whole thing in its tracks. And they continue to bomb that region. And that Azov battalion, which apparently the Russians claim is under control now, they were the ones that were causing a lot of the damage in that region. And they're a Nazi group. Zelensky's a Jew. Poroshenko was a Jew. So apparently they don't have any problem working with these Nazi groups in Ukraine. It's kind of funny.
Well, I think it is the case, and this is one of the motives that Putin had for entering Ukraine, was to denazify the government, you know, I mean, to protect the cultural Russians who were living in the eastern Ukraine, in the Donbass region, to denazify, to guarantee that Ukraine not become a NATO nation. This is the most blatant and obvious offensive action taken by NATO and the United States, to wit, continuing to encroach on those Eastern Bloc countries that we had solemnly insisted were not going to be converted into NATO nations. Paul's joined us from California. Paul, join the conversations.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Dr. Strangelove. I forgot to tell you this last week, I agree with you. I think it's a really good movie. I don't know how important it is, but I think it's one of the best movies ever made. It's just so so amazing in so many ways. The lighting is fantastic. The acting. But I just saw it last week. So I'm at a friend's house. I go there all the time, and you know, a lot of times it's for watching a sporting event, or you know, we'll watch a movie, or we'll watch YouTube videos, right? Because he's got a streaming service. So anyway, we're going through, and Dr. Strangelove appears. And I go, whoa, whoa, hang on. Because you know how sometimes you could scroll across and you see all these titles and stuff?
Yeah.
So let's watch that. It's on the category, it has comedy, right? And he goes, what's it about? I go, what's it about? You've never seen Dr. Strangelove? He goes, no, what is it? Now, this guy's an American guy. He's 60 years old, all right? And he's never seen Dr. Strangelove. Yeah, and he goes, I'm not sure. And he says to me, he goes, I'm not sure I'm in the mood for a comedy. I go, no. I go, there's comedic aspects to it, but trust me, it's not a comedy. It's one of the better movies he's ever made.
Goes, it's black comedy. Goes, oh. It's a satire. That's a misleading.
Yeah, I know. But it just,
yeah.
For somebody who's never seen it, which I find astounding, you know, to put it under the category of comedy, I just don't think it belongs there. But anyway, I just found it entertaining that he'd never seen it, never heard of it, right? And, you know, when we started watching, he goes, yeah, I guess this is pretty good. And, you know, he wasn't aware of certain scenes. Of course, I've seen it multiple times, and I sort of had to explain to him, you know, the significance of this scene or that scene. Because for the first time seeing it, and for a person who's like a normie, and he's basically a normie that's, shall we say, maybe a little bit above average in, we'll call it perception.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that goes right over your head, you know? But, you know, anyway, I just thought it was an interesting anecdote. And as you know, I am firmly convinced there. Go ahead.
Peter Sellers plays three different roles in that movie.
Right. Yeah. No, he didn't know that. But again, if you watch it again, and I don't know when the last time it is you saw it, but the lighting is so well done. The acting is so Sterling Hayden is just amazing. He's excellent in that role. Peter Sellers is incredible.
Yes.
I mean, George C. Scott, it's just really, really, really good.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the moral of the story, you know, the doomsday weapon and all that. Go ahead. Yeah. Pat.
Yeah, great stuff. And I'll tell you, just talking about it here probably will encourage a lot of people to get out and see it if they haven't seen it. Because, yeah, you're right. It's shocking, and it's shocking what's happening today. It's people can't accept what's really going on. I guess that's why it's so easy to fool people.
Yeah, I was actually thinking earlier, too, about this whole thing of fooling people and keeping the pandemic going and all that. And this reminded me when I was a kid. And I think maybe this might be part of the reason they're doing it. They're the nature of these people. And I don't know. But, Jim, do you ever remember playing the purse trick or heard about the purse trick when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I don't recall, Paul. Go ahead. Lay it on.
Well, you find a woman's purse and you wait till, you know, till dusk or, you know, slightly after dark. And you find a nice little intersection in a residential area, not hard to do when you're growing up as a kid in the suburbs, you know, at a stop sign. You know, it's better if it's a four-way stop, but it doesn't matter. And you place the purse right there in the intersection or in the crosswalk where somebody's going to stop, probably about in the middle of the row. So that way, if a car stops, then it's right between the two cars, if you see what I'm saying. So, and you hook it up with a fishing line, you know, an invisible fishing line, so you can't see, and you find a nice hiding place, like in the bushes or something. And not every car will stop, but the vast majority will stop, and many times they'll get out. But if they don't get out, they're opening the door and they're reaching down to pick up the purse, and that's when you yank the string. It's great fun. And so,
sounds like it's a traffic hazard.
you're not
but how does that fit? Yeah, go ahead, Paul. Elaborate how that plays into the.
Well, you're not doing it on a boulevard or something. You're just, you know, it's a residential street where periodically people drive by. But the idea is that, you know, you yank the string right when they're about to grab it, and, you know, you get the reaction. Sometimes it's actually vocal, like they go, whoa, you know, that's even better. But typically, you know, you get to see looks. Some people will laugh right away. They'll get it. Others, Jim, I swear to God, other people are so dumb. They'll try multiple times to grab the purse, including getting out and taking a step or two to follow the purse as you continue to yank it a foot or two at a time. And I just think there's a joy that these people have in screwing us over and messing with our heads. You know,
well, I don't know if you guys have you guys heard of Celeste Solem, the FEMA employee that turned whistleblower? She says that after things get back to normal, they're just going to keep doing this over and over until, you know, everybody is vaccinated or force vaccinated. So I guess we have to wait and see, but, you know, I can't believe right. that they're not going to start this up again.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's sort of like when you see what the reaction was and how they got people to go along. There's still people out here. It's a smaller number, but there's still people out here wearing a mask all the time. I occasionally will see the freak. I used to see more of what I call these freaks, but I still occasionally see a freak with gloves and a face shield as well as a mask. You know?
Yeah, I still see people at the store wearing masks. I just, you know, it's just hard to believe. I see people walking down the street or riding a bike outside with a mask on.
How about when you see
a guy in his car by himself with a mask on? I still see that.
Oh yeah, it's regular out here, and it's mostly Asians out here. This seems to be the most gullible or the biggest virus believers are the Asians and the Indians. That's my assessment based upon the eyeball test.
Paul, let me ask you the question I was asking Pat. What do you think is the most likely way the Democrats will seek to forestall or circumvent the midterm election?
I don't have any idea, but I got to tell you, as a TV show made for TV drama, I'm looking forward to it. I got to tell you. Yeah, who knows? That's okay. How I look at it. I wish most American people would look at it that way. That's what they're doing to us. You know, it's, I mean, I challenge anybody, and I challenge you this, Jim. Just don't pay attention to the news. Don't watch TV. Just get off the computer for two or three days, and just do regular stuff. Go out, take a walk. Go out, have a cup of coffee. You know, whatever. Just don't do anything revolving around the news for multiple days, and you'll see what I'm saying. And most people, it's just watching a TV show. It doesn't have any effect on your life for the most part, except your viewing reaction.
The problem with that is, while I'd like the vacation, I'm just doing so many shows reporting on these things. I have to keep abreast of current developments. In a few days, Paul, so much can happen. Playing catch-up is just a monster problem. You know, even if I take a couple days off because I have a family thing or a short trip or something, I have to play catch-up when I get back.
Jim, when do you have time to do anything? You do more shows than anybody. I just listened to one last night or the night before, and I'm like, this guy is everywhere.
Well, I figure, you know, what one of the great lessons of my stepmother was that there's plenty of time to rest in the grave. You know, I'm just going to use what time I've got to do what I can do. And I wish this situation weren't so dire. I mean, I wish we had a normal nation once again. But the threats to the nation and to life on Earth, even. I mean, it's just staggering. It's just beyond belief.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. And, you know, like you guys, I've got kids and grandkids. And, you know, it's just sad that, you know, my grandkids will probably not be able to travel from state to state without a special permit, you know. I mean, that's where we're going. They don't want people traveling. Air travel is going to be for just the rich people. I mean, I think things are really going to get worse unless we turn it around.
As a grandparent, I got to say, being a grandparent is one of God's great gifts to humanity. It's such a joy, but I share exactly those apprehensions. What are my grandkids? What kind of world are they inheriting? What kind of life are they going to be able to live? Is it going to be dramatically abbreviated because of the vax? I mean,
right.
Or nuclear war or some other catastrophe? And this influx of migrants seems to be the number one issue for the election. If you thought everything else were even, the fact that this one party has created open borders and wants to bring in millions upon millions of migrants that are going to change the complexion of the country forever, that issue ought to be decisive all by itself.
And Biden goes on TV last week and with a straight face says that he secured the border. I mean, this stuff is just insane.
It is. Paul, squeeze a thought in here before we have to part today.
Well, I would just add your comments earlier, Jim, made me think about what you said in terms of you got to keep up because you do so many shows. And I get it. You do this, though, because you love it. I mean, there's part of you that's just really addicted to this. It gives you a good reason, purpose to keep going and keep active. And, nobody would fault you for that at all. But I kind of feel it's like missing episodes of Peyton Place or something.
If I didn't have so many responsibilities about reporting and all this stuff, I would take your advice. I think it's excellent advice, and I only wish I could do it. And perhaps I'll find some opportunity. But for me, it would be, I'd have to get back on the treadmill and run twice as fast just to catch up. I want to thank.
Well,
go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
I would just say do it now and then for your mind. It really does calm your mind, and you don't have to worry about twice as fast catching up because there's not that much catching up to do. It's
thank you, Paul. Thank you. I'm glad you called it. Yeah, it was a great show the other day, by the way, when we were talking about Miles Mathis. I want to thank you for that. Pat, it's a real pleasure having you on, my friend. We'll have to do it again. Your final thoughts?
Pardon?
Final thoughts?
Yes, it was a great show.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here, and you're summing up a whole lot of the issues we deal with regularly on this program, so I thought you did a very nice job. I reiterate, it's available on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Check it out.
Yeah.
For being here.
Glad to do it again.
Got it.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and